I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's always a great chat happening on Reddit, and one of the recent ones, someone asked the question, what is the dumbest thing that people take pride in?
Okay.
Some of the responses, never reading books.
See, I'm guilty of that, but I don't really view that as being something I'm proud of. It's more of like, it's more self-deprecating.
Sure.
Like,
oh,
I'm not, it's not a flex. Like, I'm like, I haven't read a book since college. Like, that just means I'm a dummy that doesn't like to read.
Say, I read one book a year, Steve, so I'm very, very smart.
Well, congratulations on finishing that one book, which was what? The Getty Lee book?
The Getty Lee book.
I've started a lot of books, and then I'm like,
Yes. Never cooking because you're not good at it.
That was me until I realized, oh, if you follow the recipe, it could actually turn out decent.
There you go.
Because when I first tried, I would look at the recipe, no different than reading. I'd just be like, oh, a lot of words, fast, F it. And I'll just kind of...
piece it together on your own?
I'll follow the picture. But recently, I've tried to cook a couple of things, more just out of like, can I make this like a plant-based version? And,
sure.
And it's kind of fun for me to like try and figure it out.
So because of this Reddit chat, we want to ask a simple question. And the simple question is this. What is the dumbest thing that you take pride in? And we're going to start with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what's the dumb thing that you take pride in?
I am an amateur lightweight arm wrestling champion from Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay, so
awesome.
Question about that. What are the different classes? You said lightweight. What are the different weight classes for arm wrestling?
So I haven't competed in about 10 years because I had a really bad arm injury.
Did you get the arm injury?
It goes by weight.
What's that? I'm sorry.
It goes by weight class. So I arm wrestled 145 to 160. 165. That was the weight class that I arm wrestled in.
So
I have never been beaten that arm in that weight class.
Did you injure your arm while arm wrestling?
No, I wrecked a racing lawnmower, and I got my arm caught in the steering wheel as it rolled over.
Chris, you got to be more responsible, man. You're an amateur arm wrestler. You can't be doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I watched Over the Top when I was a kid when it first came out, and I watched it over and over and over again. It's one of my favorite movies.
So good.
And I took that to heart, and I ran with it, and I did really, really well.
Am I the only one in the room that has seen Over the Top?
I don't know.
Because, Chris, it's a movie with Sylvester Stallone, and if memory serves me correct...
it's one of the best.
He's trying to get the custody... He's trying to get the custody of his child again, and he has to do it by competing in arm wrestling battles, right?
Yeah, so he could raise the money to get his kid back. Yeah, he fought for his child, and he used his strength and talent to win over everything. It's such a great movie. Everybody's got to watch it.
It's based on a true story as well.
Oh, wow.
Are you being serious?
No.
I will believe anything, Steve. That is something I take a lot of pride in.
Okay, is that what it is?
You know, my gullibility.
Speaking of movies, the one for me, because I love the reaction it gets whenever I say it, because people get like you could see like there's a reaction in their face, like they're offended that I've never seen Titanic and I have zero intentions. My wife gets annoyed with me when I bring that up. Our friend Danny V over there, he gets annoyed when I bring it up.
I'm pretty annoyed.
Yeah.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.